Morning, this is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the Conservation Reserve Program sign-up opportunities. First one is the annual Conservation Reserve Program Grassland sign-up. That sign-up runs now through May 15th, which is the end of next week. Through the CRP Grasslands, participants retain the right to conduct common grazing practices like haying, mowing, or harvesting of seed from the enrolled land. Timing of the activities may be restricted by the primary nesting season of birds. And the 2018 Farm Bill set aside 2 million acres for the CRP grassland enrollment. Participants in the CRP grassland program receive an annual rental payment and may receive up to 50% cost share for establishing approved conservation practices. Duration of that contract is either going to be 10 or 15 years. FSA is going to rank applications using a number of factors, including the existence of expiring CRP land, the threat of conversion or development, whether there's existing grassland currently there, and the predominance of a native species cover, and how much it's going to cost. Second opportunity that's available is the CRP Soil Health and Income Protection Program, or SHIP program. That's a pilot program available to producers in the Midwest here, Iowa, Minnesota, Montana, North and South Dakota. That sign up for the pilot program started March 30th, and it runs through August 21st of this year. Through that program, producers have the option of either a 3, 4, or 5-year CRP contract to establish a perennial cover for conservation use on the less productive crop ground in exchange for payments from FSA. Pilot programs enable producers to plant the perennial cover that, along with other benefits, is going to improve the soil health and water quality while they have the option to harvest or hay or graze during the certain periods, certain times of the year, like the grassland program. And up to 50,000 total acres are available to be enrolled in that program across the 5 states. Final opportunity we have is the CRP continuous enrollment period. That one, we continue to accept offers for that for specific conservation program practices, and that runs through September. Overall, CRP is a voluntary program that contracts with ag producers, so environmentally sensitive ag land is devoted for conservation program benefits. Participants establish long-term resource conserving vegetative species, such as approved grasses or trees. We call those covers. That's there to control soil erosion and improves water quality and enhances wildlife habitat. In return, FSA is going to provide the producers with annual rental payments and cost share assistance. If it's a continuous CRP contract, those contracts are also either 10 or 15 years in duration, depending upon the practice. And under the continuous CRP sign-up, the environmentally sensitive land devoted to certain practices can be rolled at any time. The offices are automatically accepted, provided the land and producers meet certain eligibility requirements and the enrollment levels do not exceed the statutory cap. So unlike the CRP enrollments that are under the general CRP sign-up or the grassland sign-up, the offers for continuous enrollment are not subject to competitive bidding practices during the specific periods. If you have any questions on any of the above practices or opportunities, you can either visit fsa.usda.gov/CRP or contact your local county FSA office. Now some information on CRP management activities. As a reminder, mid-contract management, or MCM, is a requirement for all CRP enrolled. All producers with scheduled mid-contract management activities on the CRP in 2020 have been sent reminder letters from FSA. There's still about a week left to go to get your mid-contract management activity completed this spring. If you're going to complete the activity yourself, that's fine, but remember to make sure you have and are following an approved NRCS seeding plan if it's needed, or you have your fire breaks maintained if you're going to do a spring burn. Also remember, if you're going to hire somebody to complete your mid-contract management activity, make sure you make those preparations far in advance. We encourage producers to have a plan B in place in case the weather doesn't cooperate or the contractor can't get the job completed right away. Extensions are discouraged, and we're not going to address those until all the other planning options have been exhausted. As mentioned, we have 2 windows of opportunity to complete the MCM activity. First window runs from now until May 15th, which is next Friday. The second window is from August 2nd until September 30th. Absolutely no mid-contract management activities are going to be able to be completed during the primary nesting season, which runs between May 15th and August 1st. So plan and make your necessary arrangements to get your practices completed either before next Friday or after the 1st of August. As a reminder, if you fail to perform the planned mid-contract management activities, it may lead to penalties up to and including the termination of the CRP contract, and then you have to refund all the payments that you received to date. So once your mid-contract management practice has been completed, contact your local FSA office as soon as possible to finalize certification paperwork, turn in all the bills so we can pay cost share and calculate it and get you paid on those. Also, want to remind CRP participants they need to maintain their practices according to the conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. That includes compliance with the state noxious weed laws and controlling other weeds that are not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover in the CRP or it adversely impacts the other landowners in the area. CRP participants do need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment. That weed treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing. It also includes taking care of trees that are out there. It's limited to the immediate area of infestation. So if you're going to do those things, contact FSA before you do this. Next, we have some information on adding farm loan flexibilities. The farm loans obviously are critical for the annual operating and family living expenses, emergency needs, and cash flow, especially in the tough times. We're providing additional flexibilities now through FSA to provide producers with credit options. We encourage direct loan applicants and borrowers to contact our county office to discuss the programs and any current and future temporary changes to the farm loan deadlines and the programs that are available. Customers participating in FSA's guaranteed loan programs are encouraged to visit and contact a lender. For a full list of all the flexibilities available, visit farmers.gov/coronavirus. And finally, marketing assistance loans have some extensions. Ag producers now have more time to repay the marketing assistance loans as part of the USDA's implementation of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or CARES Act, passed recently. The loans now mature at 12 months rather than 9, and this flexibility is available for most commodities. Effective immediately, producers of eligible commodities now have up to 12 months to repay the commodity loans. The maturity extension applies to non-recourse loans for crop years 2018, 19, and 20. Eligible loan option, open loans must be in good standing with the maturity date of March 31st of 2020, as are any crop year 2019 loans requested by May 31st of this year. All new crop year 2020 loans that are requested by September 30th of this year will also have the maturity date 12 months following the date of approval. Maturity extensions for current active loans will be automatically extended an additional 3 months. Loans that matured March 31st have already been automatically extended by FSA, and producers who prefer a 9-month loan need to contact a local county FSA office. Any loans requested after September 30th of 2020 are only going to have a term of 9 months. So contact us for any other information you want on those. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you have, contact your local county FSA office. If you're here in Cass County, we're at 503 West 7th Street in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. We're on the web at fsa.usda.gov. You can also reach us by email at iaatlantic-fsa@usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.